Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Getting you set for all of Sunday's NFL action. It's the Sunday Spread on the BetQL Network with Super Bowl champion Barrett Brooks, Devin Caney, and your host, Sean Bell. Presented by BetMGM.
So the first breakdown is Detroit Lions, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like I said, in Detroit, 6.5. That's what Detroit is favored by. Minus money line, minus 275 for the Detroit Lions. Barrett, I'll start with you. What did you like from Detroit last week, and what do you expect in this game?
I'll tell you what, that running game, man, they're doing well. You know, the double-headed monster is key in, you know, making that offense work. Because they have a play-action game with you know, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, it really opens up that offense. You know, once they established that run game against the Cowboys, I knew it was over. I mean, they just couldn't stop the run. And that's basically what I've been seeing out of a lot of these defenses that are in the playoffs. If a team can run on you, it opens up everything else. And I really like Jahmyr Gibbs, and I really like David Montgomery and what they bring to the table. So both defenses are not really very good. But when I look at it, I think the best defense out of the two, I would have to say, is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They got an okay run game. You know what I mean? I mean, an okay run game. I mean, of course, my guy, Rashad White, who I've been betting on the entire year, and he's been paying dividends, you know. I mean, and he doesn't even have 1,000 yards, and I was still riding his coattails the last part of the season. But, you know, when he plays well, that team plays well. And going forward, I just think that Detroit has the better run game. You know, their play action is really good when they get going with Gibbs and Montgomery. And Jared Goff, you know, his resurgence and becoming the player he is, you know, I mean, in fact, we should talk about those two quarterbacks right there. The resurgence of both quarterbacks just got pulled and became fiery phoenixes, you know, rejuvenated their careers, especially Baker Mayfield, but Jared Goff also. They traded him for, you know, Stafford and a box of peanuts. And there he is now, you know, in the playoffs and balling out. So, yeah, I mean, I do like Detroit Lions. I would go with the money line with them. But you know, to me, it's going to be a high-scoring game just because those defenses aren't as good as, you know, we've seen the past couple of weeks.
What you think, Dev?
Yeah, I think it's hard to find an argument for the Bucks and against the Lions here. The Lions just right. seem like they have all the momentum. And it's also really hard to dislike this Lions team and Dan Campbell and having them host playoff games. And that crowd is just so wild and so loud and so into it. I think they like set a new record for a noise level in the wild card game against the Rams. And it's also hard to take away a lot of positives from Tampa Bay's win because Philly kind of just rolled over, right? Like this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team, yes, they've been improving. Yes, I think Baker Mayfield does have a redemption arc that we need to get into and respect. But at the same time, they only put up 9 points on the worst team in the league just the week before in the Panthers. The Eagles defense is the saddest unit in football I've seen in quite some time. So look, I don't want to take away from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win. I'm just saying I don't think that we should overestimate their ability, especially against a team like the Lions playing at home, all the momentum at their back, Dan Campbell firing them up ahead of this game. I just think the Lions are going to continue rolling on over the Bucs in this one. So I like the Bucs plus the points.
Okay, so let me make an argument the other way then. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have won 6 out of their last 7 games, including the playoffs, right? So I know they struggled a little bit against the Panthers, but overall they've been playing really good football this entire time, the last 2 months of the season. So they've been playing really good. You saw what Baker Mayfield did last week against Philadelphia. I know Philadelphia hasn't played well in a long, long time, but Baker Mayfield has had those type of moments consistently throughout the season. And Barrett talks consistently about not believing in Aaron Glenn. Not believing in his defense, not believing that they can stop anybody. And when Baker Mayfield is playing like he did last week and he's coming in hot and hitting Mike Edwards and Godwin, mind you, the Buccaneers should have scored an extra 20 points in that game if it wasn't for drops against the Philadelphia Eagles.
So absolutely.
Baker Mayfield is playing at a high, high level, and he's going to play against a defense that isn't really good. Mind you, the Buccaneers did lose the Detroit Lions earlier in the season 20-6, but that just lets you know they're familiar with them now. They've seen what they've right. got. It's not going to be one of those games where you're like, I don't know what type of schemes, and I'm not quite sure how fast this guy is. They already have some experience playing with them, and their offense, that's really good. The Rams couldn't convert in the red zone. That was their issue. They got in the red zone so many times and had to settle for, I believe, 3 field goals in that game, and that's why they couldn't beat the Detroit Lions. The Buccaneers have the weapons in Mike Evans and those guys who can go in the red zone and get touchdowns and bring it down and make it happen. So I think this is going to be a tight game. Again, I would go money line. I think it's going to be, I think 6.5 is a little too big because, again, neither one of these defenses are up to the task. But at least Todd Bowles is more experienced and a better guy at learning how to stop people and creating a plan for one single game. So it's going to be, it's going to be a tight game.
But you also got to look at it from this, SB. Mike Evans is one of few. I think it's only like 2 other players. I think it's Jerry Rice 1 year and other one other player, Randy Moss, that have averaged their entire career 1,000 yards for 10 years straight. He has had 1,000 yards every year since he's been in the NFL. That's how big of a weapon he is. I mean, instant Hall of Famer, I know. And Chris Godwin is probably the best yin to the yang you can have as far as athletic ability, speed, being able to get open, catching. Those two alone against Aaron Glenn's defense.
It's gonna be tough to stop. Listen, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we'll break down the actual props for this game. We'll break down Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield. We'll break down the wide receivers and tell you what we like and don't like when it comes to all the players in every single spot. All right, this is the Sunday Spread presented by BetMGM. Sean Bell, Devin Caney, Barrett Brooks. Welcome back to the Sunday Spread. Sean Bell, Barrett Brooks, Devin Caney, kicking with you on divisional round weekend virtual style. Once again, we're recording on Friday, so we don't know the results on Saturday's games, but we're talking about the Sunday games and breaking it all down. And we're talking about, again, the Buccaneers, Detroit Lions. Quick couple of notes when it comes to injuries. The Buccaneers have a bunch of injuries, right? But it looks like all those guys are probably going to play because it could potentially be the last game of the season. So your arm has to be falling off. Has to fall off for you not to play in this game. But Shaquille Barrett, Yaya Diaby, Chris Godwin, Chase Edmond, all those guys have been limited practice or not practicing at all this week, but I expect them to all play. The Lions look like they are pretty healthy in this game. Barrett, the funny thing is I was going to ask you what it's like and what the noise level is like for the Detroit Lions in a big game. But they haven't been in this situation in 40, 50, forever, my whole lifetime. So I don't even think you can explain how it is because you've never been in it, even though you played there, because nobody has been in this type of situation for the Detroit Lions.
Well, you know, I spent 2 years there, and we did go to the playoffs one of those years. You know, we lost in the first round. But I really think that this city has definitely attached themselves to this Lions team. I mean, you know, I love the fact that, you know, he's got a fan base, you know, behind him now. This is exactly what, you know, this team needed. Dan Campbell's one of those guys. Like, I played with Dan in the with the Giants. You know, Dan was my boy. Dan is the only guy that could keep Shockey pointed in the straight and narrow his first 2 years. If it wasn't for Dan, Shockey would have not been as good as he is because he'd been, you know, out of there. But I'm telling you what, Dan is, you could tell he was a coach. He was always a smart dude. And a passionate guy, and he's got that team believing in everything that you want. You know what I'm saying? He's got that team, you know, knowing that they can go out there and win, you know, this game. So playing in Detroit, I was at the old Silver Dome in Pontiac. We used to call it the Yak. We used to go to the Yak. Worst turf in the world, but I tell you what, those fans were still packing the place, and it was still loud. And I just, you know, I can only imagine how loud, what is that, Ford Stadium? I can only imagine how loud it's going to be. Ford Field. I can only imagine how loud it's going to be. I mean, it's unbelievable. In fact, you know, it's funny, you know, Ford Field, you know, I can remember when I was there, the owner, Mr. Ford, used to come downstairs. And we'd come in at halftime, and if we were losing, oh, he'd be pissed. And he'd come down smoking his cigarette in the locker room. Here we are trying to go out there and play ball. And he's smoking a cigarette in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? I say, hey, when you're the boss, you can do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? But he's smoking a cigarette inside the locker room where we're at, trying to get ready for this game. But they love their football there, and they've definitely changed it. And you could tell by when they were playing this last game how loud it was there. I can remember the reporter, I forget her name, she was on the sideline trying to, you know, give her analysis, and you could barely hear. That's how loud it was there. So that's definitely a definite advantage for this Lions team with Tampa Bay coming in.
Another pro reason to me, Dev, for domes, right? Like, it's the loudest stadiums can possibly get. Like, the atmosphere that it creates is crazy when you have a dome and the noise can't leave.
Well, yeah, but then, you know, you look at Seattle and Kansas City, they aren't covered, and they're also very loud, very Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, very loud, very boisterous crowds. Look at what happened in Buffalo last week. I mean, might not have been as loud as it was in Detroit, but people were throwing snow, not snowballs and not at Santa Claus, but they were throwing snow, little celebratory chunks of snow, I'll call it. So I think there's pros and cons. Like, look, I get the argument to have every NFL stadium covered, because when you look back to the Super Wild Card weekend and that Miami Dolphins team that was just rolling all season, and then unfair advantage, one could argue, they go into a freezing cold environment where Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce, they're used to playing in that temperature, in that weather, where Tua, Tyreek, like they were out of their element. But at the end of the day, like, I think it just comes down, like, that's part of the competition. That's part of what makes the NFL such a gritty sport. So there's pros and cons. Look, Jared Goff, Sean Bell, he's going to agree with you, because we all know Jared Goff plays really well under a dome. And the Lions didn't even play under a dome the first time they played the Bucs earlier this season. They played that game in Tampa where they won 20-6. So imagine what they're going to be like with the cover of the dome, with their fans being as loud as they can.
And you know, I don't want every stadium to have it. To me, it makes sense to have a retractable.
Like
Dallas, but Dallas doesn't need it. But in places like Buffalo, Minnesota, right. Kansas City, like it should be retractable. That's what I would think. Let's get into some of these props. Dev, I'll start with you. It's the quarterback play. And Barrett talked about it earlier, the resurgence of these quarterbacks. Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield, both left for dead at one point. Now playing good football in playoff situations. Before we get into the particular props, who do you like in that matchup?
Between Jared Goff and Baker Mayfield, I mean, I have to go Jared Goff. We know how well he plays at home. The Lions as a whole play really well at home. They already have a strong home field advantage. Jared Goff last game, 277 yards, 121.8 rating, touchdown. I mean, that's as great as a playoff start as you can ask for if you're Goff, and I think he's just going to keep that rolling. Against his Bucs defense, I know we kind of touched on it last segment. They have their pros, but I just think that the Lions have too many. They're like a serpent. Like, you cut off one head and then another one is going to grow back, right? So Amon-Ra St. Brown seems unstoppable. He's averaging almost 95 yards per game throughout this season. Sam Laporta, I know there were questions about his health. He scored a touchdown last week. He's doing just fine. And guess what? Tampa Bay, they're 30th against tight ends in ratings allowed to tight ends. So I think no matter which angle you look at it, the Lions just have the advantage in terms of offense. And I'm actually more pro taking over receiving props for this Lions offense, especially with Sam Laporta and Amon-Ra St. Brown versus the Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery rushing props.
All right, so let me ask you this. I'll stick with you, Dev. Quarterback, Jared Goff, over 280.5 minus 115. The hit rate for that is 35.3%. The TDs for this game, 1.5 is the over-under. Over minus 155, under 120. And the interception, 0.5, 47%. Minus 135 for the over, under 100. So it's 280.5, 1.5, 1.5. What do you like in that? Would you go over-under for the yards, TDs, and interceptions for Jared Goff?
Under interception, I don't think he's going to get picked off. I'm going to go over in pass yards because I know he's averaging around 270 for the regular season, 277 last week. I just think he's going to air it out a lot more in this game against this Bucs defense. Their defensive weakness is definitely more so in the pass game, the secondary, than it is in their run defense. And I think that he's going to get it to his guys, his Sam Laporta, Josh Reynolds, even Jahmyr Gibbs averages a lot of receiving yards sometimes. So I think his options are endless there in terms of getting the ball out and not necessarily pounding the rock all day. And I also don't know if they're going to have to. I don't think they're going to be up by enough at any point that they're going to feel comfortable just like running the ball and killing the clock. But I just think given the Bucks' strong run defense, they're just not going to go that route as much. So over 280 is my answer.
Okay, big night for Jay Goff.
Big night.
Barry,
big night.
You think the same thing?
No, I think I might go with Baker, even though I know that the Lions more than likely will win the game. I'm going with them, and I'm going with the points also, so, 6.5. But Baker Mayfield at this point, you look at what he's doing in that offense. It's not as though he could have had – they had over 400 yards offense against this Eagles team. And I know that's not saying, much because the Eagles are, they had a broken wing.
Yeah, we know, Barrett.
7 weeks ago. Yeah, exactly. But when you look at Baker, Baker is playing for his future. He's playing for a new contract. He's playing to be the next quarterback for this Buccaneers team. And I think that has a lot to do with how he's playing and his resurgence of becoming, the Baker Mayfield who got drafted the number one pick out of Oklahoma. I think he's done enough now that you would warrant him being Mr. Buccaneer. He's that pirate right now. He has willed his team into the playoffs and they're playing very, very well. In fact, they could have scored 21 more points if guys would have just caught the rock. So I think they're in a great position right now, and I think he's in a great position. So I would go over as far as his passing yards. He has two great targets in Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. And, you know, that's why, you know, you look at the numbers, they're so close at 64.5 receiving yards for Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, 72.5 yards. It's so close because those two are definite weapons, and he's finding a way to get to them. He's finding a way to make sure they're implemented in this offense. And it's only going to help him even more once Rashad White gets going. But the thing is, that defense of the Detroit Lions is just so bad. But then I look at the other side of it. I look at Jared Goff. Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown, those two have a chemistry I hadn't seen in a long time. He is literally always open. It doesn't matter what they run. You can run zone against him, man against him. He finds the open spot in the zone. He runs pass coverage in man-to-man. And LaPorta, you know, I remember you saying last week, Devin, he doesn't know if he's going to play or not, but hey, mm-hmm. You know, I love my tight ends, and he's definitely going to make some things happen. I'm telling you. I mean, he was at a bum leg. He had a cast on, look bigger than his leg, and he was still able to score a touchdown, still able to get open, still let that offense keep going. I'm going to go under as far as passing yardage with Goff only because I just like those running backs, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. I think they're going to be the focal point. They're going to be why this team's going to win. If they can control the line of scrimmage and their offense, and we're talking about, you know, if we're talking about the offenses, the Detroit Lions have the better offensive line. In fact, they have a top five offensive line. Those guys are good, and they work good together. They can impose their will, even with them great linebackers with White and David. I really think that they can get up on them. And, you know, the big guy in the middle, I think they can move him around also. If you can take Vita Vea and neutralize him, and I think they can with their offensive line, I think it'll be a great run game for this Lions team. So, I mean, when I look at the props, I got to go with, you know, the mere fact that they can go out there and really control the line of scrimmage. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going with the running props with David Montgomery. 56.5 yards, I got that all day. But also got Jahmyr Gibbs at 45.5. That's like taking candy from a baby. They're going to need him. Even though he's a rookie, this is the stage he wants. This is the stage everybody's going to figure out who this guy is. Yes, when he left Alabama, number two, you know, was a second-round pick or first-round pick? He was a first-round pick, wasn't he? I think he was a first-round pick, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, he's going to show his worth on why they drafted him so high in this game.
We'll see. I agree because I think it's going to be a more of a balanced attack for the Detroit Lions. So that's why I'm nervous to pick Jared Goff to go over 280 because that's a pretty high number.
Right.
But I think Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery are going to get their carry. So I would go under with him, but I would go over with Baker Mayfield. I think as much as Rashad White can get off from time to time, their offense really lets Baker let it fly. Right, especially when they notice a weakness in the defense. And they let Baker Mayfield let it fly and let loose. And I think he's going to go over 255.5. It only has a 41% hit rate. But again, last week, 337 yards, 3 TDs. Mike Evans had a bad game for who Mike Evans is. So I think Mike Evans is going to bounce back. So I'm going Baker Mayfield over 255.5 and over 2 TDs. I think he's going to have at least 2 TDs in this game. Because I think this is going to be somewhat of a shootout. I think Jared Goff is going to get really close to that 280, though. So I'm not mad. I think Devin is probably on, but I think Vegas.
Well,
do
you know how many yards the Bucs secondary gave up to Jalen Hurts and the Eagles offense that seemingly couldn't do anything last week?
Yeah.
250 passing yards for Jalen Hurts. And 100, almost 150 receiving yards for Devontae Smith. So their pass defense is still bottom 10 defense, especially in rating allowed, in yards allowed per game. That's why it's not far-fetched for me. Look, am I going to say that Jared Goff hitting over 280 is the lock of the century? No, I'm just saying it's possible. I also think it's interesting just before we wrap with this game to look at the blitz because we know that the Bucs, they like to be aggressive, and they like to blitz as much as possible. And Goff is tied for the second most interceptions thrown during a blitz at 6 on the season. But he also has thrown 13 touchdowns versus the blitz, which is also the third most. So stats kind of conflict in that way. But, like, I know I said no interception for Jared Goff. If the Bucs get after it, it is possible. They could get him flustered.
What do you guys like about, you know, my tight ends? I mean, you got, you know, you got Sam Laporta, Kay Otten. I mean, he balled against the Eagles also. But, you know, that's, you know, you said that last week that this Eagles team can't stop a tight end to save their lives because their safeties and linebackers just aren't up to par. So I really think that Kay to have a great game against, you know.
I like Cade's over receiving yards. Kay Otten actually messed up a really big tight end. Barrett, you would have liked this tight end touchdown parlay I had in the wild card weekend. I had Dallas Goedert, Sam Laporta, Kay Otten, and he was the one who didn't get it, and two other tight ends, and they literally all hit except for Kate. He did have a big game, though, still, regardless, against
huge Eagles, game,
I
yes.
think he will. I think he will hit over 31.5 receiving yards in this game.
I like it also.
Yeah, me too. Listen, we're going to move on to the Kansas City game. I think that's the game of the week. Kansas City, Buffalo Bills, again. It seems like they face each other every year, and one of those two teams goes to the Super Bowl. It's usually the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's see if the Buffalo Bills can change what happens, change their fortune. So we're going to talk about that next, coming up on the Sunday Spread. Welcome back to the Sunday Spread. Once again, divisional round edition. Sean Bell, Barrett Brooks, Devin Caney kicking it with you. Let's get to the game of the week for me. Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo Bills. It's the boogeyman for Josh Allen. And every time he wants to get somewhere, every time he wants to get to the Super Bowl, he got to face the Kansas City Chiefs. He has to face Patrick Mahomes, and that's what he has to do again. But this time, well, he's at home. That should help. Buffalo only favored in this game by 2.5. The over-under is 45.5. Buffalo money line -145. Kansas City +120. Again, Mahomes, first road playoff game. Like, is that like
that's, I can't believe, insane.
Like, yeah. When I saw that, our producer Kev put that down, I said, no way. You've been in the playoffs every year of your career, and this is your first road playoff game. So that's an interesting tidbit right there. Dev, you talk about that. Again, Pat Mahomes, we believe in him. We believe that he's always going to perform, but this is something he's never done before, which we're all shocked by.
Yeah, I mean, it is just an insane stat. When I saw it, I was like, what? I mean, of course he played away, you know, during Super Bowls, but that doesn't count. I just think that we've been giving Pat Mahomes the benefit of the doubt way too long this season. They're still a talented team. Patrick Mahomes is still arguably the best quarterback in the league. I just think that this Bills team is hot right when they need to be. They've played the Kansas City Chiefs 6 times in the last 4 seasons. They're split even 3-3. We know how well these two teams play. Like, it's always the best game ever. I'm still haunted by, and it's what makes me so excited for this game on Sunday. Their playoff game, what, in 2021, in the overtime, the one that literally caused the league to change overtime rules. It's always just insanity, and especially when weather is involved, it's going to be a good game. Unfortunately for Patrick Mahomes, I think that his first time playing away from Arrowhead Stadium in the playoffs is not going to end well for him. I think the Bills are going to win this one. It's their game to lose. It's their playoffs to get knocked out of.
Again, a couple injuries on both sides of the ball. Gabe Davis did not participate. Christian Benford did not participate in practice on Thursday. I'll say that. Taylor Rapp. It's a bunch of guys who did not participate. But again, it's one of those situations is you're playing. Right. It for most of these guys, it's not an AJ Brown situation where, hey, this guy, he's probably not going to play. Everybody else is going to play and sort of try.
You want to poke the bear.
Thank you, Barrett. I'm like, why does he bring up the Eagles? Why does he bring up the Eagles?
All I said was AJ didn't play.
Sean's like, speaking of losers, let's talk about
toughness. You know, it's not an AJ Brown incident. I'm like, come on, man. Come on.
All I said was he didn't.
Speaking of quarterbacks who suck, Jalen Hurts.
Right. That's what, you know, you could just say he's it ran across his head. You know, he thought that. Because I better not say that, but I'm still going to poke the bear. I'm going to bring up AJ because AJ didn't play.
We don't have an Eagles conversation today, so I gotta poke y'all at some point throughout the entire show. I have to. It just wouldn't be fair. Y'all thought y'all were gonna slide through this show without any Eagles talk.
Right. Well, I mean, you're right about that, because if you look at it, both these teams lost to the Eagles, and ever since they lost to the Eagles, both teams got better and started balling out.
And the Eagles got
worse. We lost to the Eagles? Oh no. Oh, we got to come back. And ever since then, ever since Thanksgiving, both teams have been balling because they lost to the Eagles. The Eagles caught them in prime time, especially that Buffalo team. I mean, they got stuff together. You know, once the Eagles, they beat them, turn back around, they have been insanely good, especially with the run game and even with the Chiefs. I think it's more so the defensive side of the ball. You know, I know we're going to talk quarterbacks, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Allen, you know, they deservedly so. They got them to this point. But I really think this is a defensive battle. This is where the money's going to be made at. This is where they draw the line in the chalk in who's going to step across it or not. Because their defense has been playing unbelievable. I was looking at the Chiefs defense and George Karloftis, how he's coming off. Chris Jones is probably one of the best defensive players in the world at this point, not just in NFL, in the world at this point. I think he's right up there, you know, with the top Aaron Donalds and, you know, all those guys. He is the focal point of that defense, and he definitely shows, especially during these moments, playoff moments, this is where he shines. So this is going to be a great, great defensive battle. I can't wait to see it. I mean, I can't wait to fry my wings because I'm home, sitting next to another Dallas fan because they're home too, sitting back frying wings and talking stuff about what we'd have done if we'd have been out there, even though we're going to be at home. Mm. But this will be a great defensive battle. Great defensive battle.
It's crazy, right? Because, in week 13, I said the Buffalo Bills were going to the AFC Championship game. Like, I felt strongly about it because of the potential they had. And once Josh Allen cleaned up some of his turnovers and cleaned up what he was doing, the team has been on fire. But, Dev, I know you said we give Patrick Mahomes sort of – we let him slide on things. But it's Pat Mahomes, mm-hmm. and it makes you nervous, right? Like, it's just this, the know-how. I mean, they dominated the Dolphins 26-7. So all that cold weather stuff, that they're not going to worry about that in Buffalo because they're used to playing in that type of weather. Patrick Mahomes, all of a sudden, you didn't really see any drops when they played the Dolphins. The wide receivers were crushed.
That's the big thing right there. Yeah.
Isaiah Pacheco balled out, got all the tough yardage that you want a running back to get. Rashid Rice, 130 yards, was a number one target and was – hot the entire game. Travis Kelce still being Travis Kelce. So again,
he had too many drops though. Game.
That's true. That's true. But I'm leaning towards the Buffalo Bills. But again, it's the Kansas City Chiefs. It's almost like you got to beat them for me to actually believe it. So it's one of those games where I'm going to pick the Buffalo Bills and win this game. They should win this game because they are just flat out overall better and have weapons and can do it in a multiple different ways. But I also have to lean towards think about the coaching. Like, I know a lot of people try to act like it's just the players and players decide everything. Coaches are the difference between a championship and not a championship, in my opinion. Like, when you have a coach that can just flat out out-scheme you, that for one game could say, all right, I know I can put my players in the right position. And I think that's consistently what Andy Reid's offenses do to the other team. We're going to find that little loophole. We're going to find that little problem with your defense. We're going to exploit it when we need to exploit it, and we're going to win. And that's what Andy Reid consistently does. So I believe the Buffalo Bills are the better team in this game. But the Kansas City Chiefs have definitely won games in the past where they weren't the better team. Maybe that other team was overall better. But their coaching and their quarterback got them to win that game. So that's the little caveat that makes me nervous about this one. I'm going to pick the Buffalo Bills. But I can see the coaching and the quarterback overcoming any negative of those wide receivers and actually winning this game. Deb, what do you think about that?
Yep. I think you're totally right. It's Andy Reid, it's Patrick Mahomes, even Travis Kelce. We've learned that you can never totally count them out. I think it's going to be a close game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any means. I do think that one factor that could be the deciding factor in who wins this game ultimately is turnovers. Yes, Kansas City's defense has been amazing, but Buffalo's defense has been playing really well as well. They forced two turnovers against the Steelers. They finished third in takeaways this season with 30. Could be a deciding factor against this Kansas City team that, remember, they're tied for the seventh most giveaways. They've been having offensive struggles all season. We can't forget that just because they had one decent game against a Dolphins team that was essentially frozen out there on the field all throughout that wild card game. They've been plagued by drops. Like, I just think that that is going to come back and bite Patrick Mahomes and this Kansas City offense in the butt when they head to Buffalo, where Josh Allen is, they can run the ball. They're using their running backs. They're using Josh Allen's legs. Josh Allen just had a 52-yard run as a quarterback to get a touchdown last week. Like, that's insane to me. They just have a much more dynamic offense right now in Buffalo. I think that it will come down to turnovers, who's able to convert on third down. And right now, all signs, for me at least, are pointing to Buffalo being able to do that way more than Kansas City.
I think you're right. I mean, you were preaching there, you know, talking about defensively. This team defensively, both teams defensively are head and tails above what their offenses have been doing. You know, I mean, defense has kept these guys above water. And when I look at Buffalo's defense, you know, their pass rush, they are really, really good also. You know, we talk about Chris Jones. What about Ed Oliver, Greg Russo? I mean, you know, Leonard Floyd, those guys are, I mean, they are beast right now, rushing the passer and inflicting pain. And then they got that two of the best safeties in the league. And when you have Patrick Mahomes, you need guys like that to roam around the middle, you know. And I'm talking about Jordan Poyer, former Eagle. He was a cornerback here. We cut him. We don't value safeties. He's out here now. And here he is now, one of the best safeties. They have been one of the best safeties in the league for the past 3 or 4 years. And Micah Hyde, you know, those two right there gets and settles down the defense. Oh, by the way, you know, Rasul Douglas, another Eagle brought in and balling out for somebody else, you know. It just irritates me so much, you know. But, I mean, you know, you're right. James Cook and his ability to run the rock. And when they got Knox back, you know, my tight ends, when they got Knox back, and then to add to everything they have going on with Dalton Kincaid, I mean, Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid, how do you pick which one you're going to try to stop? You know, you got, you know, Knox was there. That was his favorite target before he got hurt. That was Allen's favorite target. So who do you try to, you know, stop? Because they're both going to be in the field at the same time, because they're going to have two tight ends in, because they can run the rock with James Cook. But then both guys have athleticism and can run like wide receivers on the outside. That's what's making this offense so dynamic, because you got two tight ends that could come in a block, but then they can go out on pass plays and play just as well as the receivers. But then, once again, we're talking about Patrick Mahomes. Regardless, it's still Patrick Mahomes. And when you got a quarterback that's coached by Big Red, number one, and the athleticism and the want to win and the desire to win like Patrick Mahomes, this is going to be a hard game to really call, man. And, you know, Travis Kelce, even though he had a couple drops, he's still that guy. So this is going to be hard. Now, if I'm going with the props and going forward with guys, I like Dalton Kincaid. I like, you know.
We're going to get to those props.
I love talking about.
Don't jump the gun.
he just wanted to talk about his tight end, Sean. Like,
I'm sorry. I should never interrupt someone talking about their tight end. My bad. Sunday spread. Okay, we're gonna actually talk about those tight ends and all the props associated with them coming up. All right, Sean Bell, Devin Caney, Barrett Brooks, presented by BetMGM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Sunday spread. Barrett Brooks, Devin Caney, Sean Bell, kicking it with you. Divisional round weekend again. We're recording on Friday. We're airing on Sunday, so we don't know the results of the Saturday games, but we're talking about all the Sunday games, breaking it down. We're talking about the Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, the best game of the week. At least it should be the best game of the week. These two seem to always have to face each other. These two seem to be considered the best
two quarterbacks, maybe. I know there's Lamar Jackson. I know there's Joe Burrow. But it always seems to be Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen fighting each other in the playoffs, with Patrick Mahomes always winning. Now, let's break down the quarterbacks. Let's break down what we think the quarterbacks are going to do in this game. Josh Allen, over under 262.5 for yards. Patrick Mahomes, 231.5 for yards. His hit rate for that is 69%, so that's usually a safe bet. Dev, I'll start with you. Which quarterback do you think is going to have the brighter day? Which quarterback are you just more confident in?
Ooh, I mean, it's hard to say I'm much more confident in Josh Allen over Patrick Mahomes, because Josh Allen, you know, throws – well, I guess the Chiefs' offense has been struggling, but I mean – you have to be more confident in Pat Mahomes, just given the amount of interceptions and turnovers that have kind of plagued Josh Allen throughout the season. But playing at home and rolling the way that they are and have been, the Bills have won six straight. I just think Josh Allen is going to be a lot more dynamic in this one. So I think in this game in particular, I have to go with Josh Allen as the quarterback. I feel more confident in having a great performance. I don't think either of these guys are going to go off through the air, though. Like, I don't know if I'm going to take over in either of their passing yards, especially given that we don't totally know exactly, like, if there's going to be snow and how much there's going to be. I think they're going to do, especially the Bills, they're going to do what they've been doing to find success lately, and that is pound the rock. They're going to use James Cook, and I think the Chiefs are also going to use Isaiah Pacheco and their rushing options a lot more than airing it out against that Bills defense. So overall, more confidence just in this game in particular in Josh Allen. But I don't know if I'm going to take the over in either of their passing props. I think they're going to run it a lot more.
I can see that happen, especially with how Pacheco has been playing. We don't know what the snow is. Again, Patrick Mahomes, right, his yardage is 251.5. He had 262 last week. That could be tough. Josh Allen, 275 now. So that's a big, big, big number. Barrett Brooks, what do you like from those two quarterbacks?
You know, I have to go with the weapons, you know, with the quarterback and who they're, you know, who these quarterbacks are throwing to. I mean, you know what I'm saying? When you talk about quarterback for quarterback and the talent that both of these guys have, you have to say that, you know, if you look at it, you know, two guys, even for the MVP race, I would have to go with Patrick Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes is definitely gifted. He's more of a winning quarterback than Josh Allen. He is the definition of what you would call a quarterback these days. But the weapons that they have given him just aren't enough. I mean, Rashee Rice, the rookie, is his only solid target as far as a wide receiver. And then, you know, of course, he has, you know, the best tight end of football in Travis Kelce. But is that enough right now, especially with how these teams have been playing? You know, does he have enough? He just can't trust the guys that he's throwing to. I mean, come on now. You know, Kadarius Toney, I think he's hurt right now. I wouldn't trust him. Mecole Hardman, that was his guy. He left, comes back, and he, you know, is he enough to get him over the hump? I don't know that either. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, he's just the guy. You know, so, you know, once he left Green Bay, he's been just the guy. So I would have to go with, in this game, Allen. Allen has more of a repertoire to go to. He can rely on a lot more. I mean, Stephon Diggs, he hasn't really done anything in the second half of the season, but he's always a reliable weapon. He hasn't had to be that guy, that superstar for him. So I think that bodes well for Allen, that he always has that ace in the back of his, you know, the cards, you know, that he has up his sleeve that he can play. He can always play that ace and go to Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs can always get open. And then, you know, like I said, both tight ends with Knox, with Knox and
Dalton Kincaid.
I like that duo of tight ends, you know, because you can bring them in 12 personnel as one running back, two tight ends, and both guys can be blockers and running for Cook, which is what they've been doing, but they have wide receiver skills. And, you know, if Gabe Davis comes back, that's even more. That's their deep threat. He can take the top off. Khalil Shakir, he has made himself some money this year from being that slot guy, you know, roaming around the middle of that defense, and Allen has a lot of trust in him now, a lot of trust in him. He doesn't worry about it now. He'll get the ball to him at any point. So I just think that Josh Allen just has the better makeup of weapons that he can go to at any point. And that's what makes this team so balanced, that they can run the ball and have a potent offense as far as working. They can divvy the ball up to anybody, receivers, tight ends, and running back. So I like that. You know, and we're not even talking about Latavius Murray, who could be that guy to go down there, and if they need the crucial, instead of tush pushing, they give it to Latavius Murray, and he pounds it. You know what I'm saying? He's hanging on by a thread. You know, he's in the later years of his career. So he's trying to win him a championship. So he's that guy that's going to go in there and get the tough yardage you need. So I just like the weapons that that Allen has. So that's why I would go with Allen as opposed to Mahomes right now. Who's the better quarterback? Patrick Mahomes. Who has the better weapons and can facilitate more in the offense? You got to go with Allen. Got to go with Allen.
But see, again, and let me make a correction real quick. I said Josh Allen 275. It's 227.5.
Yeah. Which minus is a game changer.
Which is a big difference, right? The only thing with Josh Allen is, because of how much he runs, I usually like to go total yards for Josh Allen over just passing yards, because I think total yards he'll account for over 275. You know what I mean? Like, he'll account for that because he runs the ball so much along with his passing game. But I feel more confident in betting-wise the Kansas City Chiefs' weapons. Rashid Rice, I'm telling you guys, has been on the money the entire second half of the year, right? Partly because he's had to emerge as a number one target, and he's been the only reliable number one target. But 66.5 to me is a guarantee. He had 130 last year. I mean, excuse me, last week.
Last week,
130. Yeah. 130 last week. And again, he's been the guy that Patrick Mahomes has consistently looked at. And I'm not that much worried about the weather, because look at what they just played in. And despite what they just played in, they passed the ball a lot. They got it out there. So I like Rashid Rice a lot in this game to not only get over 66.5, but to have an anytime touchdown. I expect him to have another big game, because he's going to be the target that he continuously looks at. Because Travis Kelce, I know he's had some drops, but that's been the guy that guys bracket. We're going to bracket Travis Kelce. And then we're going to play one-on-one with everybody else. Well, if you're going to play one-on-one with Rashid Rice, he's proven that he will cook you. He will cook you. Again, 8 receptions, 130 yards last week, and a touchdown. So I think Rashid Rice is going to be one who has another big game. And on Buffalo, and again, I'm with you with Dalton Kincaid. He's going to have a big game, 38.5. I feel confident that
he'll easy money
50 in this game. I do think that's easy money, so I like that. Let's go to the running backs a little bit too. James Cook lost me a little bit of money last week. Not a little bit, a lot of money. He's the only part of my rushing parlay that did not hit. So I was upset that James Cook didn't get the rock more. And then when he did get the rock, he wasn't very successful. So for him, again, I think it's 16.5, which is incredibly – I think that's incredibly low. But, again –
61.5?
61.5, right? Am I reading that right, Kev? But that's what it's looking like right now. But I feel confident of Isaiah Pacheco also getting the ball a lot and going for over 50 yards, because that's what Isaiah Pacheco does. They're going to rely on him, especially depending on what the weather is.
Well,
yeah, for sure. I really like over 61.5 for both James Cook and Isaiah Pacheco. I think both of these teams are going to rely on their run game a lot. I also like the over rush yards. I don't think it moved. Over 42.5 for Josh Allen. I know that's more than what he's averaged throughout the regular season, but then you look at how many rush yards he got last week. And I know our producer, Kev, was not happy with me mentioning that 52-yard run against the Steelers, but it's still pretty impressive for a quarterback. So I think he will definitely hit over that 42.5. Plus, we win Josh Allen anytime touchdown. It's always a lock. It's like every single game, you know that that's going to happen. Death taxes and Josh Allen anytime TD.
And plus, you know, he's going to be pressing. He's going to be trying to push. He's going to press the envelope. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants to make sure that he gets past it. This is personal. You know what I'm saying? That's why you say this is one of the best games. This is definitely personal, because the road always goes through the Chiefs. It's been going through the Chiefs in their stadium. Well, this time it's in a Bills stadium, you know? So, you know, in order to get to the championship game, they've got to come through Bills territory. And like you said, the first time that Patrick Mahomes has played a playoff game in another stadium. So then this might be a lot different than what they're used to and accustomed to. Plus, I like, you know, Josh Allen's offensive line. I think they're a lot more physical than Patrick Mahomes' offensive line. I think they're really doing him a disservice on how they've been blocking for Patrick Mahomes. He's been getting lit up. I mean, lit up. So I like, you know, any of the props you see, like as far as running the ball and opposing the will. Isaiah Pacheco, he's one of those guys that, coming from Rutgers, he just establishes himself as the number one running back. You know, it used to be Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I can't believe he just took it and ran with it the way he's done. You know, ever since the Super Bowl, he has been their guy. And that's tough, hard-nosed running. And James Cook's the same way. You know, 62.5 yards rushing. He has become the focal point in that offense, which allows them to throw the ball, allows them to do a lot of the things they're doing. Ever since he's emerged as their number one running back and they started trusting him, they didn't trust him at first because he would do stupid stuff like he'd fumble or he'd be running sidelines and not, you know, getting the tough yardage. Well, he's changed all that now. He's running, you know, even a lot better than his brother in all actuality. He's playing a lot better than his brother. So, you know, James
Cook. How do you guys feel about, I know we're talking about running back props, but Stephon Diggs props, his receiving props. I've been fading Stephon Diggs pretty much like the back half of the season. How do we feel about him in this game? So I'm just going down the list here and like, it's almost gotten to a point that when I see Diggs, I almost like my brain just kind of like skips over it because he's lost me money before and he just hasn't been as productive as we're used to seeing him. Do you think maybe this is the game Stephon Diggs, you know, goes off, or should we continue to fade him?
Well, I told you that's his ace in the hole. Like I said, he's got that ace in there. He's gambling, got that ace in there. You know, flip that ace out. I can see a big game out of him simply because they haven't been going to him and they've been going to their tight end. So there's going to be a lot of emphasis on trying to stop everything in the middle of the field. Everything in the middle of the field. They want to stop the tight ends in the middle of the field, and they want to stop the run in the middle of the field. So why wouldn't he have a big day when he go one-on-one? He hasn't lost any of that, you know, any of that fire that he has. He hasn't lost any of his ability to go out there and be a top number one receiver. You know, so, I mean, this might be the day. 62.5? I'm not
going to say because he hasn't been as productive as we're used to seeing, his number is getting lower and lower for that over to hit. Plus, Gabe Davis, not totally healthy. I know he missed practice earlier this week. Could open up. Like, I know the Chiefs secondary is really, really good, but it just could open up an opportunity for Stephon Diggs to get a lot of yardage.
Yeah, LeJarius Sneed is that guy. But at the same time, he's that guy. But to me, no one in the league can guard Stephon Diggs. The person who guards Stephon Diggs is Josh Allen. Like, you've even had a couple big plays that could have been touchdowns that Josh Allen missed Stephon Diggs on. That Stephon Diggs showed a little bit of frustration. And that's consistently happened. For some reason, their chemistry just ain't there. That's why I continue to also fade him, right? Like, it's not a knock on him. I don't think his potential and his talent has dropped off any. I think he still has everything and he's open and he gets it done and he can catch. And even if he's not open, he's somebody who can catch in tight windows and get his foot down and make any reception anywhere on the field. I just don't think him and Josh Allen have the chemistry since the end of last year. There's been something awry there. I know he started off the year big, but there's something been off with that tandem. So no, I wouldn't go with Stephon Diggs in this game, despite feeling like the Buffalo Bills should win this game.
That might be one of my keys to the game right there, man. Let me write this down.
You always got the pen in the pad. You always got the pen in the pad.
Well, do you guys? So our producer brought up a good point. Stephon Diggs in the photo, you know, looking at the Chiefs celebrating when they beat them. What was that? Last season? 2 seasons ago? And I saw something recently that was like Stephon Diggs really ruined or changed the way players celebrate or act after they lose, because it's so many players now, you catch them of the losing team standing there watching the celebration of the winning team. But my point is, like, he could have maybe an extra chip on his shoulder because of that, because he does have that iconic photo where he's watching Mahomes and the Chiefs celebrating.
He absolutely does.
That chip means nothing when your quarterback can't get you to rock. You know what I mean? Like he's
that's true.
He's just in a situation where he can't win, which is one of the reasons why a lot of people think he's going to leave the Kansas City, leave the Buffalo Bills and get traded somewhere because they are just not on the same page in the second half of the season. All right, listen, we're going to continue this talk, continue to talk about the Chiefs Bills, along with a lot of other things going down around the league. Coaching, a lot of coaching changes. Bill Belichick, a couple interviews. Jim Harbaugh, I called it, in the Patriots also have a new coach. A lot of things still to go down that we'll continue to discuss on the Sunday Spread. Once again, welcome back to the Sunday Spread. Sean Bell, Devin Caney, Barry Brooks kicking it with you, having a lot of fun and, you know, trying to figure out some bets to give y'all. Another bet that we didn't talk about. Again, we were talking about the Kansas City Chiefs Buffalo Bills game. Josh Allen interception. You're facing a top five Kansas City Chiefs defense. Josh Allen, yeah, he gives one away. I know he's been a lot better with that, but still, he has an 82% hit rate when it comes to throwing interceptions. The prop is 0.5. Over that is minus 120, under 110. And the same thing with Patrick Mahomes, actually. Like, his hit rate is 69% to throw at least one interception. I know I'm going to pick Josh Allen to throw for one. Would y'all pick Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen to do the same?
I wouldn't go...
Oh,
my fault.
Go ahead.
I wouldn't say, I wouldn't say I would go with Patrick, but I will say I would go with Allen, Josh Allen on this. Only because, you know, you look at the secondary he's going against. You got, you know, Trent McDuffie, first rounder. I mean, that kid went through the bumps and bruises last year and became a force, one of the best corners in the league. And he's opposite of Legarius Sneed. I mean, that's a 1-2 combo that's pretty good. And, oh, last year's starting corner from last year, Jalen Watson, is now one of the better slot corners in the league right now also. So, I mean, I like how those guys fit well together. And they don't have a problem with going one-on-one with them either. And, you know, when you talk to Spags, you know, Spags loves how young his young guys are balling. And when you add the way these guys can cover – with the guys up front, you got the Mr. Gohard that's going to give you everything he's got every single play, and George Kolaftis, and then Chris Jones sitting there. They're pretty formidable defense, you know, and one of the best young linebackers in the league that nobody really talks about is Nick Bolton. Aggressive, fast, went to the University of Mizzou. I love the way that kid plays, you know, and Willie Gay's all right too. So, yeah, I could go with anytime INT for Allen against that defense. I wouldn't necessarily do that with Patrick Mahomes, though.
What you think?
See, I feel the opposite here. I feel the opposite. Like I mentioned earlier, just you look at the numbers and this Bills defense and how well they're playing lately. Forcing turnovers in the wild card weekend against the Steelers, still finishing top of the league in takeaways. And then the Kansas City offense that's just been struggling. And look, I know Josh Allen also has his struggles and turns the ball over quite a bit. But in this high-pressure situation, like, he knows what he's facing on Sunday. I think he's going to be mentally and physically prepared. I just don't see him and Sean McDermott having Josh Allen and that Bills offense unprepared enough that they're going to turn the ball over. I would definitely put money on Patrick Mahomes turning it over, but I think Josh Allen could turn the tide here. I think it's going to be a good game for him.
Dev, when it comes to the Buffalo Bills, is this their final shot? Right? Like they're at home. It's been years trying to get over the Patrick Mahomes thing. And Patrick Mahomes, this is a down year for them, right? Like, this is the worst they've been during the 5-year stretch. Is this the shot? Like, is this the situation where if you don't get it now, you're never going to get it?
What is someone in an elevator? Do you guys hear that noise?
That's my house. When you go open the door and out, it's from my doors. I'm sorry. That's what happens.
It's your ring. No, it's your ring. You're close to your ring.
It's the ring. Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to make sure.
You're close to your ring cam.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyways, do the Buffalo Bills have to blow it up if they lose on Sunday? No. Is it going to be deflating? Yes, absolutely, because it does feel like that they need to capitalize on this moment. They have everything working in their favor. I mean, it's played out that just not even just throughout this season, but over the last recent seasons against this Kansas City Chiefs team. Like this rivalry has just gotten so great and so entertaining, and the Chiefs just always seem to get the better of the Bills in the postseason. So it's not, I don't think that it's like a, like this is it type situation, but I do think that they need to win this game if they want to capitalize on the momentum that they've been building for the last like 8 weeks. Like really essentially since they lost to the Eagles in November, the Bills have been rolling. So they need to put that to use and put that to work. And they get to do it at home in front of their fans who have been through a lot, who have been very patient with this Buffalo Bills team and absolutely do deserve to see the Bills win and beat the Chiefs finally in the postseason at home in Buffalo.
You're right. I mean, playing at home is huge. Playing at home is huge. You know, playing in front of your fans, mm-hmm. you know, the Bills Mafia, you know, the way those guys, you know, and gals be up there jumping off the top turnbuckle, you know, and killing all their tables and all that stuff. You know, that's a crazy fan base. You know, there are guys that go out there with no shirts on and it's like minus whatever, you know? So, I mean, they deserve something, but I just don't think at this point that deserving it means anything. I think that they need to go out there and act like they're the big brother to this Kansas City team. For so long, Kansas City has been the big brother. So can this coach, who was another one of Andy Reid's disciples, beat him? That's the biggest thing, you know. I mean, if you look at this playoff situation, besides the 49ers, I think that, you know, the major part of these were Andy Reid's disciples or been a part of Philadelphia, D'Amico Ryan's ex-Philadelphia Eagle. I mean, all these teams have some type of roots invested in the Eagles. Just wanted to let you guys know that, you know. Andy Reid, I mean, and now, you know, you look at that, you look at the head coach, you know.
You just had to get that Sean in there. McDermott. You had to get some positivity in there of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sean McDermott, you know, one of his coordinators, you know, I mean, can he beat his old boss? Can he beat, you know, can a young Padawan, you know, beat him? You know, I want to see this. You know, this is what football is all about. There's so many ties that come in together with this game. And I think the biggest thing is, can the Bills beat up on their big brothers? You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the biggest thing. The tie between, you know, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Those two will always be tied to the hip because they've been fighting each other for the longest, you know, as far as getting to the playoffs. And can the Bills finally get over the hump? I mean, for once, I think they're the better team. Now, does the better team always win? I would say no. But I think this time, you know, I'm going to step up on a ledge and say yes. This is where they win. Now, the points, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be hard. I mean, the spread is right where it needs to be. You know, -2.5. That's exactly where it needs to be. And the Bills should be favored just for the amount of talent that they have available to play.
It's tough because, again, Kansas City Chiefs are used to beating teams that are more talented.
Yes.
Like they beat the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. Right?
Yes.
The Eagles were more talented, but the Kansas City Chiefs won because they had Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
I felt the jab. I felt the jab. I felt it. I felt it in my ribs. Yeah, I got it.
Devin's face of anger right there.
Right,
but,
right.
I mean, it's true, though. They beat teams because they have Pat and because they have Andy Reid, and that's what they do. Let's sort of get to our picks for a second and just lay it all out there so people know, because – I'm be honest with you. I picked the Buffalo Bills to go to the AFC Championship game early this year. But in my head, during this conversation, I've been talking my way into picking the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm going to let y'all go first because I'm still a little bit undecided on this. Devin, you go first. I want you to give me who you think is going to win that game and give me a score if you can.
Ooh, a score. Okay, I will gladly go first. I like the Bills -2.5, winning at home. And yes, I am half picking with my head, half picking with my heart, because I just think that it's time for another AFC team to step up. I do have the Bills in the brackets that we did in last week's show. I do have the Bills going to the Super Bowl and facing the 49ers. I don't have them winning the Super Bowl, but I do think that, you know, this is the Bills and Josh Allen's chance, and they need to capitalize on that, as I mentioned earlier. Final score, I think it's going to be... I don't think it's going to be super high scoring. I'm going to go 28 Bills, 21 Chiefs.
That's Barrett, a good score. I'm also going with the Bills with 2.5. I just like the weapons that this Bills team have. I like Allen to finally get the monkey off his back and beat them in a game in which, you know, they're going and advancing in the playoffs. You know, the way they lost the last time I saw them out there, I mean, it's crazy. And then, you know, the year before that with Tyreek Hill and how he beat them the last, you know, second. I just think they deserve to be there. And they came there because they balled and played well enough to get where they are. They went through the bumps and bruises. They became battle-tested and hard over the beginning and middle of the season to now be in a position where they're playing total team football. And I don't think Kansas City's done enough total team football to take them over the hump. I think this is where Josh Allen and the rest of that Bills team are battle-tested, and that's why they're going to win. They're going to beat them. And I'm going to say – Right around 26, and I think that defense is going to hold Patrick Mahomes down a little bit. So I'm going to go probably 26-17. Bills win.
26. Okay. I'm writing these down so we have a.
Yep, 26-17. Yep.
26-17.
Dez ready to call us out next week. My mind is telling me the Buffalo Bills. My gut is telling me the Kansas City Chiefs. But because I picked the Buffalo Bills to go to the AFC Championship game, I'm going to have to stick to it. I'm going to go 20-16. I think it's going to be a tough game, a game filled with field goals and with a couple big key turnovers by both teams. So I think it's going to be that type of game where it's 20-16. Maybe some yards are had, but no team could really punch it in as much as they need to punch it in. And I'm picking the Buffalo Bills because, again, they are the overall more talented team. They should win this game. They've been on a roll. They've been playing playoff football for a month because they need to win every game to get into the playoffs. So they've been playing at a very, very, very high level. So that's
if they'd have lost, they would have been with.
Yeah, if they would have lost, they would have been the lower seed, etc.
How is that? Yeah, so that's crazy.
Yeah, so. It's just been crazy the entire way.
This is the Sunday Spread with Super Bowl champion Barrett Brooks, Devin Caney, and your host, Sean Bell, on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.